and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejects the law, Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay." And the Lord again says, "The Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Wow, you were doing real good, Bill, and then all of a sudden you just threw that in there. I want you to know the truth. I want you guys to know the truth. Jesus Christ saved you from your sins. He's given you the ability, the power. He's given you every instrument, every tool in your life, anything you need to become holy. For his word says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And there's been a false teaching out there saying that's not important no more. It's very important. We will all stand account before the Lord for the words we've spoken. It's what the word says. Oh, you'll go to heaven, but you're going to stand before the Lord for that. And you will give an account for every word you speak. I can take you to Revelations, and it says that very clearly. Why am I telling you guys this? Because God's serious about saving your soul. He wants you not only to be saved, but he wants you to have life and life more abundantly. Don't go in just by the skin of your teeth. Go in as a man and woman of honor before the Lord. There's some more instruments up here. And the definition of instruments, it's a tool or an implement. Or a utensil. Or a vessel. Especially one for delicate work. It's also a device. I think this was interesting. Of all the definitions I went through, it is a device that produced music. Singing voice. We all have a singing voice. Some are better than others, but we all have a singing voice. And all through this Bible and the Psalms, what's it say to do? Sing unto the Lord. Praise his name. Is the world seeing us do that? Or are they seeing us complain and bicker and fight? What's the world seeing in our lives? When I go to work, and I've told my boss this, I've told him, I said, "I don't work for you." And he looked at me like, "What?" I said, "I work for Jesus. Everything I do is to glorify his name. I want to be the best trash man picker up that you've ever seen in your life." Are you giving God glory and honor in your life? You can. You can. And I pray that you do. I pray that you do. The Bible tells me whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord with all your heart. Those of you that think you have a job that's lower than a trasher picker-upper, if there's one out there, and I'm sure there is, do it with all your heart unto the Lord. God has a reason and a purpose. You got you there. There's someone around you that needs to see Jesus. They've seen enough of the world. They're searching for Jesus. Oh, they won't tell you that, but deep down they are. In 2 Corinthians, it says that he died for all, for that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Who are you living for? You guys got to answer that question. Who are you living for? I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures, and I'm going to close with this because we're going to do communion. I want to bring you back where you need to be. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, have we not? Is there anyone in here that can say it? No, I have not sinned. Is there anyone in here says, my righteousness is up here? Bible tells me my righteousness is a filthy rags. We're all in the same plane. That's why Jesus died for us. He wants to lift you out of the miry clay and set your feet on the rock to stay. He wants to bring you up to a man and woman of honor. You having problems in your marriage? Love Jesus with all your heart, and I promise you, you won't have problems with your marriage. If you love Jesus with all your heart, you will change your life. And your marriage will be right where God wants it to be. Somebody needed that. Ephesians 5. I'm going to start with verse 15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you would read on, it tells you exactly, wives, what you're to do. Husbands, what you're to do. Children, what you're to do. We got to follow God's word. Hudson Taylor said this, God's work done God's way will never lack God's supply. God's work done God's way will never lack God's supply. You're falling short on your supplies in your life? Maybe you need to quit doing it your way and start doing it God's way. Start following what the Bible says. Galatians 5:13. It's interesting, all these were kind of in the chapter 5. Or you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Satan has lied to you guys. You're not to be in slavery no more. You're called to be free in Christ. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. And then it goes on and tells you the acts of the flesh, and it tells you the fruit of the Spirit. You guys just need to read all this. I'm not going to take the time to read it today because you need to read it. it's important for you to read this. Verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. If we can't be good to one another and forgive one another and love one another, how in the world are we going to do it for the world? It grieves our Savior's heart. It's time to step up. We have some instruments up here. I'm going to give you one more illustration with this, and then we're going to have communion. These instruments can be used for the good or the bad, depending on what style of music you like, it's good or bad. I thought of people this week as I was preparing for this, that God was honoring them, gave them a voice to sing, gave them the ability to play an instrument, and they were being brought up in God's house. That's where they learned to sing. And Satan came and stole away it all. One of the names that came to my mind was Whitney Houston. Beautiful singer. She was raised in church. Her gospel, she sang gospel music. And the devil offered her the world. And she chose to be an instrument of dishonor. Sad. Wonder what would have happened if she would have stayed in honor with God. Oh, I got a feeling there'd be some worship songs we'd be singing right now. There's another guy, not just Whitney, not just women. Elvis Presley came to my mind. You ever heard him sing gospel music? Whatever happened, I can't explain. But it happened. He chose to be an instrument of dishonor. I think he loved the Lord. I really do. But he believed the lies of Satan. And he began to operate in his flesh instead of the Spirit of God. Folks, we have a choice today, right now. What are you going to choose? Do you want to live and give God honor in your life? I'm going to tell you one way, because God does things backwards than what we think. He said, you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of God? To become the servant of all. You want to give me honor? Love your neighbor. You want to give me honor? Forgive those that have hurt you. Pray for them. He doesn't just say forgive them. Pray for them. You want to give God honor? Start out with the simple things. Start obeying this. In these instruments, they got to be tuned. Don't they? They have to be tuned. If they're not tuned, it doesn't sound good. I was going to have Chuck come up and play this, but I'm not going to, Chuck. I'm going to give you a break today. He has a way of untuning this instrument on demand. And if he played a song that we're all familiar with, and Butch is playing the guitar, and they start out in the key of C, he can change that key so radically that it's going to sound terrible. And Butch is going to go, whoa, help me here. And they both can be playing with all their hearts and to the Lord, but they're out of tune. I struggled with this because I know that every tuning thing has a different phrase. In piano, it's every good boy does fine or something on one of those things. You know your keys and stuff. But the guitar is tuned in a certain way, whether it's 6-string, 12-string, or if you're a violin, it's 4-string. It's got to be tuned. And when you tune a guitar and a piano, now this thing's different because it's electronic, but when you tune a guitar or a piano, the strings get tightened. And there's a lot of stress on those strings. I've seen my girls tune it to the degree they're thinking, it's going to break. Brand new strings. But when that guitar's in tune, it makes the most beautiful sound. Let God tune you today. And those guitar strings are tuned in one way. It's called Jesus. When you fall in love with Jesus with all your heart, and you dedicate your life to him, and you allow yourself to be an instrument of righteousness instead of an instrument of unrighteousness, this world will change. The people around you will change. When I meet with John and I come up to him, John, would you rather me give you a psalm, give you a good song, or would you rather me complain and bicker to you? Seriously, I'm asking you a question. Song. Does anybody want to hear me bicker and complain? No way, right? Do unto others as you'd have them to do unto you. See how simple that is? Love others as you would want to be loved. Forgive others as you want to be forgiven. God made it simple. We just got to do it. So we get ready to have communion. Guys, you want to move this table out of the way? If you don't mind, use those gloves and get that other thing out of the way too. I do not want to be an instrument of that. You know what? God uses the wicked to do that kind of job. Okay? Thank you guys for your patience with me. Thank you for listening to the Word of God. Let's honor his word in here. Let's honor his word. As I read this, before we have the ushers come up, I want to read this. And I need your full attention, because the first verse I gave you this morning was Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm asking you, do not take this communion. This is not what saves you. This is a reminder for those of us that have given our heart to Jesus. This is special for the children of God. But if you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, you can do that this morning and you can take communion today. Recognize that you're a sinner and that you're lost. Recognize that Jesus died on the cross for those sins. His blood was shed for you. Recognize that he rose from the dead. And say, Lord, I want to change. I want to turn from my ways, my wicked ways, and I want to follow you. For in you is life. I realize today that the wages of sin, the payment for sin is death. But the gift that you've given me is eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. I accept that. I accept your gift. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible tells me. Those of us that are saved, I need you to listen to this. As soon as I get to it. I'm trying to do this without my glasses today, and I'm probably struggling more, but it's hard to get over this thing all the time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17, if you need to know this. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, Paul said. For your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that you have come together as a church. There are divisions among you. To some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter. For I received this from the Lord that I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine himself before they eat the bread and drink the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. That means they have passed on. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way, I'm sorry, I skipped the verse, but if we were more discerning with regard of ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. I'm going to stop there. I want to take this time. I need you guys to examine yourself. I have to examine myself. Sometimes this in the body of Christ becomes so, I want to use the word religious, or can I use the word traditional, that we just go through the motions. It's really important to the Lord, and it needs to be important to us. This is the time to examine your own heart. I think of when Jesus said, "He who has no sin, cast the first stone." I definitely cannot cast a stone. And neither can you. Examine your heart today. Is there any pride there? Is there someone that you haven't forgiven? Is there someone that you've hurt? Is there someone you need to pray for? Examine your heart. You know who you are. You know where you're at with the Lord. Make this day the best day of your life by examining yourselves and coming to the full knowledge of knowing, Lord, I've laid it out to you. I'm sorry. Is there a relationship that you need to reconcile? Husbands, love your wife with all your heart now. Examine yourself. We're bad about that. For whatever reason, we want to do our own things sometimes. That doesn't fulfill the law of Christ. Wives, honor your husband. I don't care what he's like. The Bible says honor him. Is that easy? No. But you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me with his Spirit. I promise you, that alone, those two things alone in this room will change this church to become what God desires it to be. It's the starting point. Your children will change when they see you loving each other. Let's take this time. I'm going to pray. You guys pray in your hearts. Father, your word's strong. You said it's sharper than a two-edged sword and it cuts very deep. But somehow, I don't know how you do it, Lord, but somehow when you pull that sword out, it also brings healing. I am so glad. We need healing this morning, Lord. You told us, Lord, if we will be humble, you will hear our prayers. So I pray that we come to you right now, Lord, with our hearts wide open to you. There's none in here righteous, Lord, on our own. The only righteousness we have is because of you. And that gives us a fresh start to do what's right. Lord, I'm reminded in the book of James, it says, he that knows to do good and does it not, to him is sin. So I pray for some in here that know to do good and they're not doing it. May they be obedient to your word now, Lord. As we examine our hearts, forgive us, oh God. Please forgive us. As your word says, that if we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us. So we confess these sins to you right now, Lord. And if we have to make right of that sin, you give us the power and the strength through the resurrected Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, that we can make it right. Father, I pray for each and every one in here right now. For that person that did not know you as Lord and Savior and they give their heart to you this morning, God, they need to understand that all of heaven is rejoicing right now. And they also need to understand, all of us do, that we just kicked the devil in the mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you said that we have the power to overcome. And you said that we are more than overcomers. So today, Lord, as we've confessed our sins, we've humbly come before you. Now we ask you to fill us with your Spirit, so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but that we will walk in the Spirit, for there's no condemnation there, and that we will do the good that you've called us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for using us and making us into an instrument of righteousness, so that this world will know there is hope, because you're not dead. You are alive. And we give you the praise for that. in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. If I could have the ushers to come forward. It's up to you whether you take communion. Do not feel intimidated to or not to take it. If you are born again, a child of God, and you prayed and asked God to make things right in your life this morning, and you said, Lord, tune me back up. I'm out of tune. Tune me back up to you. Take this communion in remembrance of him. If you've given your heart to Jesus Christ for the first time here, take communion in remembrance of him. This is a time of celebration now because we are about to partake instruments of honor. Let this be a part of you now to change you, to become the best wife, to become the best husband, to become the best grandma, to become the best grandpa, to become the best son, to become the best daughter that God created you to be. You've been set free to do good. Praise God. Once again, as we take this communion, we take it in remembrance of what the Lord has done for us. He died on the cross and shed his blood that our sins would be forgiven. He also rose from the dead that we could have power. But his body was broken for you and I. That's why we take the bread. As we pass these out, please wait, and we will take communion together. Represents my body, which was broken for you. Please take in remembrance of me. And the cup, the blood of the new covenant, that your sins are washed away. Take it in remembrance of me. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's here to teach us and to help us and to comfort us. Lord, there are many, many needs in this place, and you're the answer to all of them. And I ask right now, Father, that you fill your people with your Spirit, so that they can walk in your Spirit and fulfill your desires and become instruments of righteousness, that your name would be praised and glorified. And we give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.